Satan is like those notorious leaders throughout history, like Napoleon, Hitler, and others. They just kept attacking, and they never settled on what they'd already conquered. They had the sole desire to continue expanding their kingdoms at all cost. And that's what the devil does. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." He's not happy with our brief sins and failures, you know, for us to stray a little bit here and there. He's out to destroy us. He wants to completely wipe out our effectiveness and our impact for the kingdom of God here on earth. He's always on the attack, never giving in. He's relentless in trying different tactics until he finds what our weaknesses are and where we're prone to fail. He's very, very intelligent, much smarter than we are, and he knows what it takes to bring us down. Back when I was in college, I was with a group of people who wanted to get out a Ouija board. Now, I had heard bad things about them my whole life, so I just told my friends that I was going to sit and watch while they did it. And the whole time they were asking it questions, though, it repeatedly kept coming back to saying, "I want to talk to Javen." Now, I'll be honest, that made my skin crawl. And realize that they weren't just putting me on. I mean, these people took Ouija boards pretty seriously. I mean, they were really into it. So they would never have faked a message like that. It wanted to talk to me. So eventually, I gave in, and I began asking it questions. And it basically said that it was an angel of God's who watched over me and was praying for me that I would return to God and live for him. And, you know, it said God missed me and stuff like that. So I was very convinced that there was some kind of spiritual activity behind the Ouija board. But was it good like it said it was, or evil? Now, what it said on the surface sounded right. I mean, God did want me to live for him. And after that night, I kept questioning, would God allow his angels to use such a thing? But here's the thing. Instead of turning my mind to God as he would have intended, I constantly thought of the Ouija board. I wanted to get it back out, ask it more questions, and it was always in my thoughts. I was even tempted to get it out and ask it questions myself to see if it would work. So I'm convinced that it was pure evil. I mean, it said all the right things to hook me. I mean, no one else would have been affected by the things it said but me. But what was so dangerous is that what it said was true, that God missed me and wanted me back. But it turned my mind to the object, to the Ouija board instead of to God. And angels would turn our attention to God. So the devil had a unique trick just for me. And even today, he knows all of my weaknesses. He knows what strings to pull in order to get a particular reaction, and he never seems to let up. And the same is true for all of us. Satan is out to destroy. But, as I'm going to talk about on the next talk, God wants us to fight back.